Hello and welcome to the Illinois Radio Reader. I'm Janelle Eckerman and today I'll be reading selections from the Herald and Review for Friday, August 7, 2026. And the main article from the front page is Hunger Growing in Macon County. WSOY Food Drive Returning to Address Rising Food Insecurity. And the article is written by Danette Beckett. Decatur. It's been less than a year since Millikan University opened the doors to the Millikan Market Food Pantry. We served over 400 unique students with over 2,400 campus visits to the market, said Laurie Kerens, Vice President for Athletics and Community Engagement. Those are students who are battling food insecurity. Research has shown that nearly 40% of college students experience food insecurities at some time in their college career, Millikan University President Dean A. Pribineau said. The article is then continued onto page A6. And we're no different than that, he added. Macon County and surrounding areas have had a growing need for resources, such as food. Higher utility costs, rising grocery prices, and increase in fuel costs are to blame for some of the concerns. Therefore, organisers of the WSOY Community Food Drive have brought back the annual event. This year's event will be held from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, October 2, at the Airport Plaza Kroger on US 36 Decatur. The Millikan Market is new to the list of food pantries the food drive supports. The market relies on large food banks and personal donations to fill the shelves. So now we're working on educating our students about how to prepare the food, said Laurie Kerens, Millikan's Vice President for Athletics and Community Engagement. It doesn't have to be a frozen pizza or a microwavable dish. Representatives from WSOY, the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois, Archer Daniels Midland Company Kroger, Decatur Park District, the Andreas Foundation and the food pantries and agencies were present to discuss the details of this year's food drive. They represent some of the most generous companies and foundations, and more importantly, the agencies that support the people in our community, said Brian Byers, Food Drive co-founder. Over our period of doing this, this community has raised almost £30 million of food just with the WSOY Community Food Drive. And the need continues to grow, organisers pointed out. Debbie Bogle, president of the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois and co-chair for the food drive, said the number of those in need of assistance from local agencies have risen approximately 20% since last year. To be able to support our community, $5 provides one meal, she said. Food banks have seen significant use from a demographic group that social service leaders often describe with the acronym ALICE. Asset limited, income constrained, employed, according to the food drive organisers. 24% of Macon County residents fit into the ALICE category. A quarter of the people living here, the households are living at a threshold where they're living paycheck to paycheck and struggling to make ends meet, Bogle said. Also, 17% are living in poverty. The local Catholic Charities Food Bank noted a 30% increase in individuals using its services for the first time. Another 27% of seniors are visiting the agency. We have seen a pretty significant increase over the past few months, said Amanda Hon, area director. The Salvation Army began opening its food pantry in the evenings to accommodate the growing needs, specifically for ALICE families. People who were working and couldn't make it, said Major Randall Summit, compared to last year, we're up about 300 families. Good Samaritan Inn's noon meal has served more than 43,000 meals in the past year. What used to be an average of 250 people fed each day is now 300. Over the past 34 business days, Northeast Community Fund has had 117 new patrons visit the food market. Many were ALICE families. Food and monetary donations are popular ways of donating. However, paper sacks are available and ready to be filled. Organisers suggest companies and organisations distribute the empty bags and have them returned with non-perishable foods. To request a stack of sacks, contact the WSOY Community Food Drive through its website. Schools will compete again this year for cash prizes. The competition will award the schools that collect the most money and/or food for the food drive. Donations can be made on behalf of a favourite school. The annual community event began more than 20 years ago. The idea came from creators Byers, Kevin Braheny and John Skeffington, with a plan to support a single local food pantry. The drive collected approximately £35,000 of food that first year. Schools, businesses, churches, media sponsors and volunteers would participate in the coming years, making the event one of the Midwest's largest single-day food drive events. During the 2020 and 2021 pandemic years, the food drive shifted from a food collection event to one focused on collecting cash. The funds could be used by the local agencies to purchase food they need, when they need it, and at discounted costs. Organisers decided to end the event after the 2021 drive, but not without first providing participating pantries and agencies seed money to help them as they established alternative sources. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation donated $1 million with additional contributions from ADM, the Andreas Foundation and others in the community. After a three-year break, the event returned to the Kroger parking lot in 2024. This year's WSOY Community Food Drive will not only aim to stock pantry shelves, but also highlight the impact of every donation, organisers said. With increased demand and the rising cost of living, the need has never been greater for our local food pantries and the many families they serve. And from the front page, the important information concerning the WSOY Community Food Drive opportunities. The WSOY Community Food Drive will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 2 at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Routes 36, Decatur. For opportunities to help before the event, including sponsorships, donations and volunteer responsibilities, visit the event's website, wsoyfooddrive.com. And with this article, there are several photos, and the main is from the front page, and it's captioned, Millikan University student Yui Shriknantamit shops for free food items at the Millikan Market Food Pantry in Decatur on Thursday, August 6. And that photo was courtesy of Joseph Ressler from the Herald and Review. And the remaining photos from page A6 are captioned, Salvation Army Major Randall Summit talks to Millikan University President Dean Pribino after the 2026 WSOY Community Food Drive News Conference at the Airport Plaza Kroger in Decatur on Wednesday, August 5. And the next photo is captioned, Senior Education Major Lane Toman picks out items at Millikan University's Millikan Market Food Pantry in Decatur on Thursday, August 6. And then the following photos are of Brian Byers, announces details for the 2026 WSOY Community Food Drive during a press conference at the Airport Plaza Kroger in Decatur on Wednesday, August 5. The event will be Friday, October 2. And the remaining photo is of food items, for instance, beef stew, ravioli. These are stocked at Millikan University's Millikan Market Food Pantry in Decatur. And that's from Thursday, August 6. And these photos were also courtesy of Joseph Ressler Photos from the Herald and Review. And the next article from the front page is Locals Lauded for Acts of Service. Heart of Illinois highlights volunteers. Do something great luncheon. And it's written by Valerie Wells. Mount Zion. The recipients of the Robert and Bev Kettenbrink Community Commitment Award at the Do Something Great Luncheon are the kind of volunteers that inspired the awards to begin with. Bruce and Nancy Frey help out at Good Samaritan Inn, New Life Pregnancy Centre and Vintage Church, and they exemplify service and generosity. Heart of Illinois Community Foundation Vice Chairman Dwayne Nolan said as he announced the award at the Wednesday ceremony, "Their generosity, compassion, and service, wherever they're needed, have impacted countless lives," Nolan said. Bruce Frey said he and his wife arrived at Good Samaritan for their usual volunteer shift a few weeks ago to be greeted with the news of the award by Good Samaritan's Andrea Cardinal, who read aloud the letter she wrote nominating them. "We are abundantly blessed by our Lord," he said, "and we have an opportunity to be a blessing to others. We're very grateful." The award comes with a $1,000 donation to a charity of the recipient's choice. The article is then continued onto page A6. The Do Good Something Award is sponsored by Heart of Illinois Community Foundation for the last 22 years. It's an annual event recognizing those in the community who have made a significant impact in Macon County through service. Nominations for next year's awards are now open and can be made by emailing Caitlin Farrar, kfarrar, F-A-R-R-A-R, at heartofillinois.org. Dasonia Switzer, recipient of the Ray Batman Nonprofit Professional of the Year Award, worked under Batman at Dove Inc., taking over as an executive director after Batman's unexpected death in June 2021. Batman was the first and, at the time, only employee of Dove Inc. when it opened in 1970 through a cooperative effort of seven Decatur churches, and has grown from an outreach to low-income families into a domestic violence shelter, services to those who are homeless to help them get back on their feet, and partnerships with Northeast Community Fund and the Salvation Army for food pantries. The award, Switzer said, was about Batman, whose life of service and example of leadership inspired her and changed lives. "It was how he lived and how he loved," she said. "He taught me resilience. He taught me that leadership is not about avoiding hardship, but standing tall through it. I stand here because someone like Ray believed in me and showed me how to listen first and serve with humility." Service, she said, is not a profession but a calling, and begins with serving God first and letting service to others flow from that faith. Andrea Gerhard, Director of Scholarships and Grants for Heart of Illinois, surprised Switzer with a $10,000 grant for Dove Inc. "In celebration of your leadership and the impact your organization has on our community each and every day, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation is honored to present a $10,000 grant to you today," Gerhard said, and before she could continue, was interrupted with applause from the attendees at the luncheon. Two awards were given for excellence in inclusion, one to Tom Miller, band and orchestra teacher at Johns Hill Magnet School, and one to Carmen Rivera, founder and owner of Rivera Y Associadas, LLC, and Hacienda Los Reyes Magos in Decatur, and is also interim president of CHICO, a Hispanic nonprofit, and board member of Northeast Community Fund. She is a native of Puerto Rico and credited her parents' example of service and treating everyone with dignity and respect. "I encourage everyone to ask, who's missing?" she said. "What voice have we not heard?" Miller joked that he appreciates Heart of Illinois giving him grants for his off-the-wall ideas to use with students at Johns Hill. The Outstanding Young Philanthropist Award was presented to Decatur Blaze hockey team, nominated by Paw Prints Ministries founder Jennifer Dahn, who said in her nominating letter that the team has been an enormous help in training the comfort dogs in the ministry, who must learn to stay calm in a wide variety of situations. The team has offered controlled chaos to give the dogs practice in handling movement, noise, and confusion, she said. The award was accepted by team coordinator Tanya Halbner, who laughed at the phrase controlled chaos and who is herself part of Comfort Dog Team connected to Paw Prints. Her dog was featured in the One Good Thing video shown at the event, highlighting the award winners and their activities. Brigitte Kapp and her late husband, Lucien Kapp, received the Preston Jackson Arts Award. The couple has supported the Decatur Area Arts Council and local historical landmarks, Nolan said in his introduction, and their legacy continues to help make the arts publicly accessible. My husband was born and raised in Decatur, Brigitte Kapp said, and his compassion for Decatur has always been evident. We were married 55 years and it rubbed off on me. And my apologies for any mispronunciations. And moving along to page A2 in today's reading of the Decatur Herald and Review, I'll include some local articles. And the first is Construction Starts on Sierra Parking Lot, and it's written by Drew Zimmerman. Bloomington. The Central Illinois Regional Airport is roughly a week into an extensive rehabilitation of its short-term parking lot. This project includes the full excavation of the centre of the two-hour lot, with milling and overlay of the outer areas and rehabilitation of the main exit lane in the long-term lot. CIRA Executive Director Carl Olson said advises travellers not to walk through the construction area, noting the area has uneven spots and hazards. We have utilised various communication media to ensure that CIRA visitors and airport staff are informed of changing pedestrian and vehicle routes between the terminal building and the long-term parking lot as we progress through the various phases of construction, Olson said in a news release. Travellers are being asked to observe and obey signage placed throughout the terminal building and parking lots as changing pedestrian and vehicle traffic patterns will occur throughout the multiple phases of the project. Airport officials recommend travellers allow for extra time to navigate the construction zones. Use the free CIRA shuttle service and pick up and drop off passengers at the front curb instead of parking. For updates, visit CIRA.com or find CIRA on Facebook, Instagram and X. And the next article is written by Tony Reid, and it is New Sentence for Drugged Driver. 6 years for woman who seriously hurt motorcyclist in crash to be reconsidered. Decatur. The good news for convicted drug driver Karen A. Baum, who caused a crash that almost killed a 16-year-old motorcyclist, is that a judge on Wednesday granted her a new sentence hearing. The bad news, however, is that Macon County Circuit Court presiding judge Thomas Griffith didn't appear to see any dramatic new circumstances to make him change his mind about the 6-year prison term he handed down to the Decatur defendant on April 30. Baum had previously taken a plea deal and admitted aggravated driving under the influence of both amphetamines and methamphetamine when she collided with Decatur motorcyclist Sean Stokes on the night of May 17, 2024 and inflicted terrible injuries. Baum, 65, has since hired a new defence attorney, William Vig, who filed a motion claiming Griffith had misunderstood the law when he was considering his client's sentence. Vig argued that the judge mistakenly stated there had to be extraordinary circumstances before he could consider sentencing Baum to probation rather than prison. When the trial court imposes a sentence due to a misapprehension of the applicable law, the defendant is entitled to a new sentencing, Vig said. Special Prosecutor Kay Kurtz opposed the defence motion. She admitted the law had been misstated in court but said the judge had carefully considered and explained to Baum his reasoning that the seriousness of the case demanded a prison term. As it was, the 6-year sentence was only in the mid-range of what could have been imposed. The people would submit this defendant should not be eligible for re-sentencing, Kurtz told the judge. But Griffith in his ruling acknowledged Vig had raised a valid point and there had been a misapprehension about the sentencing guidelines. So I limited my sentencing options and based on that, I do believe the defendant is entitled to a new sentencing hearing, the judge told Baum, who sat in front of him in shackles. Having said that, as Ms. Kurtz ably points out, I did go through all the appropriate factors, commented on the factors that I deemed to be important, and found that probation would deprecate the seriousness of the offence. And, to be frank, I don't see how any of that is going to change when we do the new sentence hearing. The judge also said Vig can bring up, and he will consider, testimony from a character witness who didn't show up for Baum's original sentencing and the defendant's medical condition. She suffers from pulmonary disease and emphysema, among other maladies, and had previously told the judge her cancer had reoccurred and I don't want to die in prison, please. The resentencing hearing was set for October 6, and the judge said the victim didn't have to risk suffering more emotional trauma by attending. Kurtz, however, said that Stokes, who endured a broken pelvis, multiple extremity fractures, lacerations and collapsed lungs, has said he would be coming back to court. Griffith also ruled that Baum still poses too great a danger to the public and will not be freed while she awaits her new sentence. She was brought over from her cell at the Logan Correctional Centre for Wednesday's hearing and was transferred to the custody of the Macon County Jail until the resentencing. I'll now include more local news from page A3, and the title is Prison for Attempted Murder. Driver who ran victim over twice in argument sentenced to 5 years, and this article is written by Tony Reid. Decatur. Shalisha Q. Long, the Decatur woman who decided to end a dispute with another woman by running her over with a truck twice, was sent to prison for 5 years. Long, 47, had been facing a charge of attempted murder in the attack on the afternoon of October 21, 2025, at the intersection of North Woodford and East Orchard Streets. But the defendant took a plea deal negotiated by defence attorney Courtney Anderson when she appeared Wednesday in Macon County Circuit Court and admitted a charge of aggravated battery using her vehicle as a deadly weapon. Presiding Judge Thomas Griffith then agreed to dismiss the attempted murder charge and a further count of obstructing justice. A sworn affidavit filed by the Decatur Police Department said Long's then 46-year-old victim suffered terrible injuries and told police she had been run over twice. Decatur Memorial Hospital emergency room staff said she has broken ribs, bruising to her collarbone, a pneumothorax, collapsed lung, and hemothorax, bleeding between lung and chest wall, said Officer Nicholas Bowman, who wrote the affidavit. He quotes the victim as saying she had been walking home with her adult son when they were confronted by Long, who accused her of having a slick, expletive mouth. The argument that followed escalated to Long chasing the victim with an axe and then threatening to run the victim over. Bowman said Long broke off the attack and the victim hadn't taken the vehicle threat seriously until she heard the sound of a roaring engine and then, the next moment, she was run over. And then run over a second time. Long, who said little at her sentencing hearing, is quoted as telling police at the time that the victim's son had started the trouble by attacking and beating Long's 62-year-old boyfriend. She said the son had threatened to arm himself and kill her and her whole family. Long is quoted as telling police the son had chased her in her vehicle down the street, and she claimed that she never intentionally ran over anyone, according to Bowman. The defendant had been arrested on the day of the crime and jailed, and the judge gave her time credit off her prison sentence from October 21 through August 4. She also will earn day-for-day credit as she serves her incarceration. And also from the same page in What's Happening. Car show planned for Johns Hill Park, Decatur. A car show and family event will be from 2 to 8pm on Sunday, August 9 at Johns Hill Park. The Legend on Wheels event includes vendors, the car, truck and bike show, music and food for the whole family, and will be a fundraiser for autism sponsored by World Service Enterprise Organisation. Vendors can still sign up for $50. Call Tangula 414 803 4133. Setup time is 9 a.m. to noon for vendors, and setup must be completed by noon. Admission for the public is free. And block party with free food this Sunday. Decatur. Food philanthropists Vinnie and Deborah Barbie will host their 25th block party on Sunday, August 9 at the Water Street Mission, 758 North Water Street, from 3 to 5 p.m. The event serves free meals and DJ David Lee will provide musical entertainment. And finally, Back to School Bash set for Saturday. Decatur. The Back to School Bash will be 1 to 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8 in Johns Hill Park Pavilion. Sponsored by World Service Enterprise Organisation and Christ Culture Church, the event is free but registration is required at bit.ly/WSEOCC Back to School. Events include back to school supplies, giveaways, food and refreshments, family activities and back to school preparation. And finally, the Decatur 4-day forecast from page B8. And today it'll be humid with a thunderstorm. The wind will be from the southwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour and the temperature 85 degrees. And tonight it'll be partly cloudy and humid. And the wind will be from the south-southwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour and the temperature 70 degrees. And on Saturday, clouds and sun and it'll be humid. The wind will be from the west and northwest at 4 to 8 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 88 degrees with a low of 69 degrees. And on Sunday, it'll be humid. And the wind will be from the south at 7 to 14 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 88 degrees with a low of 73 degrees. And on Monday, it'll be hot with some sun. The wind will be from the southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 91 degrees with a low of 73 degrees. And in the regional outlook, clouds and breaks of sun today, humid with a thunderstorm. Expect 2 to 4 hours of sunshine with a 55% chance of precipitation and average relative humidity 80%. Drying conditions poor and it'll be partly cloudy tonight. And in Skywatch, sunrise this morning was 6 a.m. and sunset 8.02 p.m. and moonrise 12.04 a.m. and moonset at 3.53 p.m. There'll be a new moon August 12. The first quarter will be August 19, full moon August 27, and the last quarter September 4. The UV index today will be 4, and today's air quality will be moderate. Pollen today, trees absent, weeds moderate, grass absent, and mould high. I'll now take a short break and return with part two of today's reading of selections from the Decatur Herald and Review for Friday, August 7, 2026, read by Janelle Eckerman. Please stay tuned.